Welcome to Integration Excellence, the podcast around enterprise integration and interface management. We explore topics related to integration in the SAP world and beyond. My name is Adam Kivon. I'm an SAP integration expert, book author, trainer, and founder of White Paper Interface Design. Enjoy! Yeah, welcome to another episode of Integration Excellence. And today I have an interview partner, a guest, Florian Farr, CTO of Asapio. Nice to meet you, Florian. Happy to have you here. Thanks for following the invitation. And today's topic is event-driven integration. And so, Florian, that's your comfort zone. That's where you come from. As always, I would like to give some words about yourself, about your journey so far. We have a common past together at SAP, but yeah, handing over to you, Florian.
Yeah, thanks, and appreciate you having me. This is my first podcast, by the way.
Nice.
But I love to talk about event-driven integration, and I think it's a great concept, and I'm so happy we have that now in the SAP world. I'm Florian. I'm 44 years old. So I'm a tech guy. I think that I need to prefix that because I even studied electronics before I moved to the business side. And I'm with Asapio now for 6 years, but since April, I'm part of the management team. So we are running Asapio together with two colleagues. And my job is CTO. That means I'm responsible for the product and, after all, be responsible to offer a good integration product, because that's our main business, meanwhile. And we need to stay ahead of technology and of what SAP does and of what SAP customers need, of course. Mm-hmm. And yes, we had the common past, because I started my professional career with SAP back in 2004 and as a consultant, but consultants in that time meant we developed a lot in projects. So we adopted software, but we also integrated a lot. I was in a procurement area. So you had supplier systems, catalogs, marketplaces to be connected. And it was a time where you couldn't even do a REST call from an SAP system. So we did PI, we did file transfers, we did AL integration and all that stuff. And I loved it as a job, but it was big effort. Of course, mm-hmm. big effort for the customers. Yeah, and that's also that's pretty much also the history of Asapio, because Asapio was founded 20 years ago mm-hmm. as a consulting partner in Munich. And then when SAP acquired all these cloud companies like Ariba and Fieldglass, there was no solution to integrate these with MM or finance processes on the ERP side. So for purchase orders, accounting data, invoices, all that stuff. So that's when Asapio started to create the integration add-on, the early version of it. And when I joined in 2018, my job was to sell this add-on to Ariba and Fieldglass customers for application integration. Mm-hmm. And around the same time, there was a company and a customer coming to us. They wanted to have an integration into Confluent. And we never heard of that before, which it's a professional version of Kafka. It's mm-hmm. a very famous event broker solution. And later Solace from Canada got in touch with us. So, and we developed a connector for them. And that was the first time we and I learned about how big this event-driven concept is and what it is mm-hmm. at all. Because mm-hmm. I didn't know it at SAP when mm-hmm. I was back in SAP. And I'm sure that was quite a separate universe. And so we learned that all finance markets work event-driven, that online shopping works event-driven, airlines, flights operated with real-time messaging and event brokers and all that stuff. But SAP systems were never part of that. Mm-hmm. But that was the first touch point of Asapio with that kind of concept. And I know it's still not widely used and not known to everybody. So if it's okay, I would give a quick intro what event-driven is, right? I mean,
yes, definitely, definitely.
And so an event-driven, it's a simple concept. It means a system notifies about its data being changed. And that this notification, it's sent out, and that's called an event message. So it's sent out, it's push, but it's not sent out directly to some target systems. You send it to an event broker. This is a special kind of middleware. And that broker routes the message to all the systems that subscribed to that kind of message, to the message type. So you have a publisher-subscriber concept, and that's very efficient. Example is you change business partner data in an SAP system, and many other systems might need that. So you change the supplier name, and then the event message is fired to the broker with the updated vendor record. And then some CRM system might have subscribed to that vendor change message type and receives the data record and can act on it. And all these publishers and subscribers, if you hook them up in today's complex IT landscapes, you create an event mesh, and that can work real time and is very efficient, because you only send the data when it's need to be sent. You only send data to the extent you need, only the fields in a usable way. So it's basically the opposite of API integration, even though, of course, you need APIs to do even event mesh. But it's definitely a different concept. And let's say, I still feel the need to explain why this is beneficial for SAP users, because you can integrate SAP systems through many means and middleware and stuff, but EDI, event-driven integration, is extremely fast. Mm-hmm. So you send out data in milliseconds. And if you compare that to having an API called in SAP system, that can take up to seconds, if you think of the big old APIs or OData services. Mm-hmm. And all it requires different work processes for each HTTP call and all that stuff. But it's not what you don't need that for EDI. The SAP system controls the load because it decides when the message is sent out.
Just to interrupt here, but there are two big contrast programs to this, you know, or two big alternatives. And I think batch-oriented distribution of data is the worst you can imagine, right? Still companies around who, like, you know, distribute a lot of data unnecessarily every day, you know, like a full download and replication all the time, which is a terrible approach. And then the more modern approach, as you mentioned, would be querying data all the time, giving me, like, you know, give me all business partners that changed since last call or since yesterday, always having this kind of overhead calls and you know, pain for the backend, pain for the SAP system. And then eventing is really the proactive push of data out of the SAP system.
I mean, I think we will never get rid of batch, because, you know, there's business processes that require batch. Like an interest calculation at the end of a month or whatever. There's processes that require it. But when I present our solution, I think it's clear that we can easily mix batch and real time as long as it is event driven still, because that works together. And so, I mean, but I think it's very important that event messaging it's easier to consume on the other hand as well, because you don't need to handle API calls all the time, you know, mapping structures, looking up fields, whatever, supplier IDs and all that stuff. So event messaging is very much about sending out consumable data, easy to read, easy to consume, especially not sending out all this complexity of old SAP data models, which you find there a lot, like, you know, 20 table joins and stuff. So And with that, you have a very nice separation of, let's say, responsibilities. So there's a sending system that's responsible for good data to be sent out. And then the consuming systems, they need to take care. They need to map that to their own data structures. And so you don't create this bottleneck on the middleware side where you need, like, this perfect harmonized data that everybody can read. You distribute that. You separate that between the sender and the receiver, and that works very well in the corporate side, I think, because, you know, corporate IT is usually in silos, and so that also resonates a lot with especially the big SAP customers. So
Okay, but there are two main concepts of eventing, right? I mean, if I'm not mistaken, there is a pure notification event that, you know, something happened. You don't really right. tell what happened, but, you know, just something happened, like the business partner changed or the invoice got created or something like this, without sending details about it, just the information that something happened. And then there is the, let's say, data event that contains all the changes, maybe even the full record, maybe even the full business object, in a very, let's say, generalized manner, that, you know, you don't really know who is consuming what. So you are sending basically out the entire object, right? And then you have to trust that, you know, whatever is required for the receivers is in there.
Right. Correct. But that's what we actually see happen at customers. So the theory of event driven really is only notifying about the event and then also provide the URL to the API to read the data. But that would create the old problems again. Mm. Yeah, so you have to have some application that can call this API. You need some application that can map the data, understand what the API delivers. But we saw it's very small effort to actually pull the data and format and send out as a data message, a data event message. So that's usually the way we see it happen. But yes, you're right. There's two concepts. And I think especially for SAP customers where there's not a great set of APIs in SAP. I think we all know that. So usually APIs are big. Have a lot of entities they provide data on, and that's why in the SAP world we see a lot of data events.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, makes sense. I mean, yeah, performing all the callbacks to the APIs also produces a lot of traffic again towards the SAP system,
right.
And that doesn't really help blocking all the work processes and all that stuff. All right. So, and then when it comes to the design of the message, when it comes to, you know, what kind of fields do we have to add to the object? What kind of, you know, structure does it have to have? This is a rather flexible approach, or is it something you are guiding the customers to say, look, this is what we recommend, or this is a typical good representation of each object, or is it really up to the customer to define it?
Yeah, that's what we see. Like customers specifying the domains responsible for the data, specifying what data should be sent out. And usually we saw it's not that big of an effort. It's also not something they need to align with a lot of other line of businesses, because if the sales department is in charge for creating sales orders, they define what's sent out, what's of relevance for other departments. And that's something they've find very easy to do compared to if you think of the master data governance products SAP used to have, where it was very hard to get everybody in a company on it, you know, to define on what is the perfect set of material master, what kind of fields. So that never worked out. But for event driven, it's not even an issue, because if you have a consumer coming in that needs more data, then you create another message type, another version of that, and just send it as well. I mean, it's very flexible. It uses versioning usually on the message. And it's not requiring new APIs or new communication channel. You use an event mesh. It's already there. You just send another message type in. And that's what works. And so that's how we, and I think I need to, introduce that we provide that kind of features in our software, because the SAP integration add-on, that's what then emerged out of these application integrations. And then when we built the Confluent connector, Kafka connector, the Solus connector, and we put all this in this one solution, and that's something which is constantly developed since then. So we want to offer like a universal connectivity solution, universal because we can read any data. Customer can configure that, and we send it out in a JSON, XML format, whatever the receiver needs. And we, I think it's 15 connectors we provide out of the box. So if you want to send data also to Azure, Google Cloud Services, AWS, there's a lot of endpoints, not just event brokers. basically anything that has a REST endpoint, we can address the data to. Mm-hmm. And it's always event driven still. So it's a very open mm-hmm. concept. And applications can hook up to that. They just need to subscribe to the broker. They just need it. And the connectivity to broker is very simple. It's on, it's a transport layer topic only usually. So, and the data is usually also readable. And that's, because it's coming from a mass data world, like where a lot of data is sent around the world, it's very efficient. It's very fast. And that's what you really can use as an SAP customer. You need that. And then I need to say that SAP hasn't incorporated event-driven for a long time, so that SAP systems were not part of that. But now it started with S/4HANA. I mean, even it's funny because SAP systems internally always were event-driven, but connecting these events to outside, that was the hard part. And now with S/4HANA, they have the first built-in events, and also there's other offerings around that. So, and that's how basically it started 5 years ago with SAP, with their event mesh, when they brought that out, the first event broker on BTP, also powered by Solus, by the way, from technology stack. And then they licensed, our Asapio add-on and made it part of event mesh. So it became a standard product as well. And big honor for us to have SAP license a product from us and distribute it to customers and maintenance period has just been prolonged to 2030 for that, by the way. This is quite a big number of customers using that. And then like 2 years ago, I think the major milestone with SAP is they brought advanced event mesh, again, powered by Solus, which is a very powerful broker. And SAP started to event enable S/4HANA with built-in events. But still, our add-on solution is totally relevant also for S/4HANA. Because we not just allow to, this kind of notification events, but a fully configurable event in terms of what fields, maybe what custom fields should be included there. A lot of mapping functionality you would traditionally have on a middleware, like translating keys to names and all that stuff, that can all happen within Asapio already. So the message that goes out is easier to consume. And also you can switch over each interface in Asapio to be a batch load interface. So you can deregister from the event linkage. And so we listen to all these changes, we collect them, but we only send them out based on a scheduled job or on a threshold value. Like, let's say every 1,000 accounting object changes, I want to inform the broker. You can mix that between real time and batch load. And that's something also, which is totally required in the ACP world. You have this kind of initial loads and then delta loads, and you can replace that with event-driven very well. So we want to be the convenience solution. Like, of course, you can develop that and you can create such topics with middleware products in between and stuff. But we want to be the convenience solution, like the universal API ACP doesn't have, but event-driven. That's key.
That's nice. That's very cool. I mean, when we think about S4 again, I mean, and looking at api.sap.com, you know, the big, what is the name again? I don't remember, but the portal, let's say, where all the APIs can be looked up, where, you know, everything. And also, meanwhile, the events being published from S/4HANA. So just to make sure, the events are notification events by default, right? The standard
there's
ones.
There's also data events now. But in terms of customizability, that's not a codeless. And our solution is a codeless approach. Also, we are not restricted to where these events go to, because the SAP events go to BTP only. And so our solution is open. We have connectors to, like I said, most of the hyperscaler services, and we see a lot of that mixed. You know, there's not just SAP. There's a lot of also Microsoft integration going on. There's many use cases which are very easy to solve if you can have a configurable event. And that's what our add-on is good for. And then mixing that with batch load mechanisms. And also we provide an inbound channel in case you have application integration that needs to channel data back into SAP. Mm-hmm. That's also only possible with our add-on at the moment.
Mm-hmm. Okay, like consuming directly from a queue, from a Solace queue, for example.
Yeah, they usually, these brokers then provide the data to some webhook that then does the call to the SAP system, because SAP systems not really understand streaming protocols and then what you would need for that. We are working on that to provide that with Kafka.
Mm-hmm.
But at the moment, yeah, it needs something in between. But that works well, like we did Microsoft Teams integration, where we send out event-driven purchase requisitions for approval in the Microsoft Teams channel, and then just get the message back and book that in the SAP system. So there's a lot of bidirectional topics coming up. But most customers, I would say, are still involved in getting data out for analytics, for application integration, and for all the nice things they want to do, probably outside SAP.
Cool. Nice. And I recently read that also SAP now went into, you know, event enablement again to like enrich AIF a little bit in order to make this also a bit more comfortable to, I think, map and transform towards data events. Is this something you can correlate with your offering?
Yeah, I get a lot of questions around that. Yes, AIF is an API development framework. You know, it's around for a couple of years, and now it recently got a connector for advanced event mesh, which still means you need to custom code the event linkage, the data collection, the payload collection, and all that stuff. So it's not a codeless feature, and that's the differentiation to us.
Mm.
And there's other approaches, like we get it with database replication, CDC tools. So that's another competing approach. But I'd say you can replicate databases for decades. It always was fast and cheap, but it never helped the case with the complex SAP data. So, and the dependencies and the joins. So the event-driven has an object-oriented concept. You're sending out a sales order. I'm not sending out table VBAP or something. So, and that's the difference. And now we just recently released integration into Microsoft Fabric, which is like the data layer for all the analytics solutions on the Microsoft platform. And there we even go further and provide full pre-configured objects, because the outside world of SAP, they don't want to hassle with the table names and all that stuff. So they are, and that's something, of course, you can't do with IAF on that level. But of course, you can always, I mean, like we did, so. Our tool is developed in ABAP, which is still a great language to develop software efficiently. So that's, everybody could do that, but I mean, we do it for 10 years, and that's why a lot of features went into that already. It's all custom requirement created. And that's why I said we want to be the convenient solution. There's harder ways, of course. Don't argue that. Yeah.
It's really great, and I've also seen it in action, and I think the adoption is very good, and customers like it. I think many like it also because, you know, in the old ECC world where there is no alternative, either you program it yourself, you know, the event linkages and the change pointers and everything, or user exits, everything you want to do, you have to build it yourself, if you have the knowledge, or you just get the for free, right? I mean, the add-on for the ECC, the NetWeaver add-on, comes for free as long as you connect to the standard event mesh of SAP.
For the event mesh, it's a simplified version. The add-on doesn't have all the features, but yes, if you want to have a look into that, we also offer free trials for the other product versions. So, because recently this is coming more and more to us, is, you know, SAP pushes a lot for cloud ERP, and for that reason, for clean core, because they don't want customers to develop on stack to be ready for S4, to be like ready for S4 cloud, to be ready for innovation updates. I mean, this always was an issue, like even if it's ECC. So we always try to, prevent customers from building obstacles into the systems, and that integration was always good for that. And so, and now, and especially here, I think event-driven integration, because it's available also for ECC, can help, you know, standardizing and decoupling the interfaces from the core, even on ECC already, as a preparation for S4HANA. Because the same concept works if you have separated that layer from the backend system. The sales order message you send out from ECC, the sales order message you send out from S4HANA, they can look the same. The underlying technology will change. So one is read from a CDS view, the other one is read from the classic tables, but you can change that configuration within a subunit. So we mm-hmm. also promote that event-driven integration for clean core approaches to especially for the customers that you might have and we have, which have some have thousands of PI interfaces, and also the PI, PO, let's say replacement or deprecation by SAP. It's also a driver for customers to look what kind of integration concept architecture do we need. And it's not just of one. Course. It should be event-driven integration. I'm sure we have API to API integration, especially for UI extensions and stuff. And then there will always be other means. But now the customers really look into the existing integration landscape and try to put all their interfaces into, let's say, buckets, technology mm-hmm. buckets, and then see what's the best solution there. So yeah. We're getting more and more of that discussions as well.
Yeah, and I especially like the idea that you can already start today without, you know, not having to wait for your S4HANA move or the big project, yeah, which has a different funding usually, but you can already start and event enable already today, and then have Azapio shield the outcome, and then have a seamless transition ideally, right?
Right, and so if you do that, and if you combine it with an API management on the other side, then I think you're very universal in terms of backend connectivity already. And event enablement is not that hard. That said, we're also working, and I can give that as a outlook, is we're also working then on features that allow you to check your interfaces in terms of clean core. So did you use only released CDS views, for example? Did you use the right RAP events as event linkage? It will also allow that in the future. So there's, I think, a lot that we can provide with event-driven integration, and that, again, as a convenience tool, want to provide in a way which is easy, which scales easily, especially with the larger SAP customers. We have customers that are going for 3,000 interfaces to be configured event-driven now. This is a lot, and I think that would not be possible in the past without lean concepts. And it's not going to be less interfaces in future. I mean, we see IT interfaces, and especially IT landscapes are growing, and they're more diverse, and they're also more hybrid than ever. So I think we still see an increasing number of interfaces, and for that it needs lean concepts. That's why I like event driven, and I hope it resonates well with the SAP customers. And I think, I mean, also hopefully the point that SAP goes for that and invests there shows them that this is the right way to go.
Yes, definitely. I also see it clearly as a big pillar of integration strategies of customers today. So the monolithic times of having one ESB are nearly over. Yeah, the customers with having only BizTalk for everything or only PI for everything, this is gone. Yeah. You cannot only survive with EDA and RP-led connectivity. You still will have to use an orchestration layer to organize. Things like integration suite, cloud integration, especially also for, EDI integration, like the special adapters, AS2 and all the TPM stuff will not go away. Yeah, and that also means for customers that it's not getting, necessarily easier to manage everything. You have to clearly embrace all the technologies and make sure that you have a good plan, a good strategy to have all of this on your agenda.
Absolutely. It's absolutely not, they should not look for that single product that solves it. It's not possible. Even with an IPaaS solution that is part of the picture that always needs to be. And as you said, there's, probably these three pillars, maybe there's a fourth technology coming up, but that will be a set But I think it's for sure, it's more distributed. It's less centralized, just how the internet works. And that's why I think that needs to work the same. And also a lot less monocentric around SAP. And also SAP portfolio is way less monolithic than it was in the past. So even SAP themselves use event-driven now between some cloud systems and the core. Yeah. So that it's definitely, I think it's here to stay, and I encourage customers to really look into it. And
great.
Yeah, happy to support them.
Great. Florian, so we are coming to an end. Thanks a lot. We will put into the show notes for sure your LinkedIn profile. I think you're happy to connect with the audience. Also, when it comes to Asapio, of course, we will add but it's easy to remember, right? Asapio.com. So you'll find the add-on and everything on the website. And yeah, maybe one last call to action to our audience, Florian, from your side, something you would like to give as a last message for today.
Yeah, go event driven. It's definitely it's worth it. So happy to connect also to other customers who did that.
Cool. Great. All right, then, thanks a lot. Thanks for you all joining again, and hear you soon, see you soon, and thanks again, Florian, and talk soon. See you.
Thanks. Bye. It was a pleasure. Yeah, thank you.
Bye.
How mature is your organization when it comes to integration topics? Find out for free with our integration maturity assessment at wint.co/IMA, that's wint.co/IMA. In case you want to take control of your integration landscape to increase transparency and automate your integration quality processes, please schedule a call at wint.co/contact. If you enjoyed the content, please like and subscribe to our podcast. See you next time.